realize what a fool you are? But you got it coming. You have any idea how dumb you reveal yourself? That isn't gonna feel so fine.
That good shit, bro.
I feel like I miss when songs like that would drop like every year or so. There wouldn't be that many of them, you know what I mean?
When albums were impactful.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've talked about
even
that.
Even singles being impactful. A lot of singles now, they just come and go so fast.
They just drop.
Yeah. Quick intro. Welcome back to The Brutal View. This is probably going to be a quicker episode. We're going to try to bang out an hour, but
a little special.
Yeah, we're kind of in a poker night / pod day / Thanksgiving, Friendsgiving thing. Mm-hmm, so, yeah, going to record real quick. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was good, man. It's nice seeing family.
Yeah.
It's tough when the holidays are stressful, and I'm sure a lot of people can sympathize. You know what I mean?
Right.
Just having to do shit. Being present is one thing.
Yeah.
Having to cook, having to perform.
I was
going to
ask, how did you have to cook the entire thing?
Big time. Yeah. Wasn't that bad. I just banged it out.
Yeah.
Just banged it out, bro. You know what I mean? The turkey came out really good. The turkey this year, I did a lot of studying on chicken and turkey. And apparently, are you familiar with cooking temperatures at all?
Yeah.
Okay. So when you're cooking a turkey, you want the internal temp to be 165.
Right.
Right?
Right.
That's for chicken. For poultry in general. But if you get it to 145, 150, 155, and you hold it there for 10 minutes, it does the same thing.
That's what my mom does, yeah.
So it kills all the bacteria. So what I did this year is I got it to 150, 155, 150, and took it out of the oven, let it sit for an hour and a half. And that shit was hot for a while. And it was very tender, but it was almost too tender. It was very obviously cooked.
Yeah, but it's different than you normally
think. It was this is juicy as fuck. This tastes like steak.
Yeah, actually, that's really weird you say that.
Yeah.
I had a very, very similar experience.
This year?
Yeah.
Really?
A few days ago. My mother cooked it. The middle was 145, and it was like that for 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then about 5 minutes later, she heard the thing pop because she had one of the popping ones.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it was the juiciest turkey I've ever had in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not know why. And she's like, I think it was because it was cooking a little lower and longer. And I was like, yeah, but that was a lot.
Crazy juicy, right?
Yeah, I know. It's weird that you did that too.
It's a weird, you don't expect it. Chicken breast obviously is not supposed to be dry or anything, but most of the time it is.
Yeah. But I mean, it's a little dry. I guess you can get a little juices from it, but you don't expect the juice.
You
kind of expect it to,
It really did have the texture of a steak. I really don't think there's a better comparison than that.
That's wild to think about.
This shit is fucking good.
Yeah.
It was very tasty.
Do you smother everything in gravy? That type of a?
I do, personally, but my family, they're not, so into gravies. I made an amazing roux. Oh, it was so good.
You did personally?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, nice.
I made the gravy by scratch.
Got half my shit from Raymond's Turkey Farm.
Bro, they make great fucking
great
stuff.
Great shit, yeah.
That being said, dude, cooking your own stuff is not – I mean, as long as you know how to do it, it's not that hard.
No, it's not, yeah.
You know, to make gravy, do you know how to make a roux?
Not really. I've seen it done, but I can't recite it.
So making a gravy is really straightforward. Usually you take some kind of oil or fat. So they use some kind of cooking oil, or they use butter. Personally, I use the turkey fat leftover, put it in a pan, put a bunch of flour, and you want the flour to brown because you want it to cook out. And then you put chicken stock.
Okay.
So that's what I did.
Yeah, that sounds
straight
good.
Up. And it was delicious.
Yeah.
It was fucking spectacular. I didn't do anything special. That was it.
That sounds bomb.
Yeah. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So I got to eat that stuff. And then I went to my mom's house. She had a pure Dominican spread.
Yeah.
We had shrimp and pork and rice, everything but turkey.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Did you have to do any of that prep?
No. Okay, my mom did it all. Thank God. My mom and my grandma were there.
Yeah.
But it was nice. That was nice. You know, I really did enjoy it. I do like to cook, although yeah. I'm complaining. But how about you? You went to your mom's house. She cooked.
Yeah. I mean, I had a great time. I showed up there because like they said they were going to do it around like 1. So I just showed up hella early so I could just chill with them for a while, you know?
Yeah.
Watched a bunch of movies and shit. Chopped it up with them. It was nice seeing them. It's still weird to me not seeing my entire family because my whole family won't get together now because there's not a centralized place everyone can go.
Used to be?
Yeah, my grandmother's and she's like, nah, fuck you guys, COVID. Peace out. Stay away from
which
me.
Is how you should do
it. Exactly. Yeah. Like don't come here. And we're like
the new variant, bro?
Yep. Yeah. The Decepticon.
Omicron. Yeah. I said the same shit. I said, yo, it sounds like a Decepticon.
Yeah, it does. Really does. Yeah. It almost sounds like a joke, but yeah. No, we're all, you know, we're going to die sooner or later. Probably sooner.
Yeah, we're all going to die anyways.
I think sooner rather
than later. We're all going to fucking die.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun.
Planet's going to murder us. I've been watching movies like that recently.
About dying?
The planet. Fuck, what was it called?
Like 2012?
The Day the Earth Stood Still with Keanu Reeves. So.
I've never seen it.
Aliens are sent to Earth.
Okay,
and cool. They're going to wipe the humans out because Earth is one of a few planets in the solar system that can support complex life. And they're like, humans are fucking it up. You guys are destroying it, so we're going to take you all out. And then they have to try to convince the aliens not to do it. Like, we can change. All that bullshit.
Is that really what the movie's about?
I swear to God, yeah.
That's cheesy as fuck.
Yeah, it was one of the first ones that did it, though.
Is it good?
It's good because it was like 06. You know what I mean? It was one of those original ones. Once that one did it, like all those ideas were corny as fuck. They did it too like hard. But
there were a couple of them. That was like there was a theme for a while. That's how movies are. Like there are themes for movies. You know what I mean? Like
right.
We don't get silly comedies like we used to.
Not
like the Adam Sandler movies.
Yeah, God.
Dude, that's just not in.
We need a good Seth Rogen movie, in my opinion.
He's
going to come out with some.
The Interview?
The Interview's
what
amazing.
What a classic fucking movie.
Yeah.
What a fucking classic.
You know, for a second. I don't know. Yeah, facts. I don't know why. I feel like movies or writers aren't coming up with original ideas anymore. And I don't know if it's because they're younger or if maybe everything's just been done, that it's like hard to think of new shit.
I don't know. A little bit of both, I'm sure.
When's the last time you saw a movie that was like the funniest movie you can remember in a while? Like,
ooh.
You know what I mean?
I actually, recently, Bad Trip with Eric Andre.
Oh, that was
hilarious.
A really good movie. That was. See, I don't know if that
hilarious,
would hit that high point for me, though. It was up
really?
There. It was up there, but.
I watched it with my dad, and we were baked out of our minds, dude.
Yeah.
And it was fucking really funny, dude.
I think I watched the movie drunk, but I wasn't that drunk, so it was like hilarious. Like, it was so funny.
Yeah, the movie's so good, dude.
I feel like The Night Before, that was one of Seth Rogen's, like, 2017 or 2018
movie. What's that? I've never heard of that.
It's amazing. I pull up a preview, but I don't want to set the shit up on my TV. But it's him, Anthony Mackie, and Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Mm. They like go around New York celebrating because like one's Jewish, one's Christian. You haven't seen that movie?
No.
Oh, my God. Watch that movie. It's a really good movie. Mm-hmm.
Before masks.
Yes.
It's kind of weird watching a movie or seeing something and not seeing any masks.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a normal part of life now.
Well, since I just saw it, I watched Hawkeye. I guess that is kind of the same feeling because they're kind of in the same time.
Hawkeye, the new one?
Yeah, like the Disney series that just came out.
It kind of looks whack.
Dude, it's kind of a fun watch. It's actually like better than I thought
it
was going to be.
Is it canon? What's it about? I don't even...
Well, it's Hawkeye, but after he was Ronin and murdered people for 5 years.
So it's not Ronin?
Well... It is technically Ronin, but I mean, it's about Ronin, so you should watch it. I mean,
Ronin was cool.
It's not like don't kill yourself to watch it type of thing. I wouldn't say it's that good, but it's fun. Like, if you want to throw something on.
You seen this movie, Taken?
Of course.
Taken is
that's another one of those movies.
What a strange concept.
Yeah.
Late, like 40s, 50s, dude. Old man saves his hot young teenage daughter from an overseas terrorist.
Yeah.
Single-handedly.
Yeah.
He's like Baba Yaga. It's Liam Neeson.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. They're like, hey, we got a good movie idea. We think you'd fit the role.
Dude, like
like
that movie, the first time I watched it, I'm like, oh, that was a good movie. And then I thought about it.
Yeah.
Like, that movie is kind of like over the top.
It's a bit, a lot.
It's a lot, dude.
Yeah.
Those movies where one single guy takes out a million guys. I mean, John Wick does it the best.
Yeah.
Because by the end of all the movies, he's in tatters.
Yeah. I love how he gets fucked up in those
movies. He is ripped to shreds. Yeah. Like, he is not doing well by the end of those movies.
Right.
But in fucking... Yeah, Liam Neeson, he just fucking kicks ass.
And I'm guessing like Taken 2 and Taken 3.
I haven't seen them. I'm sure it's the same shit though.
It's the exact same movie.
Really?
Repeated two times.
Is it the same guy, same daughter?
It's, they just switch up family members, dude. Then it's the wife, then it's him. It's
really?
It's really bad, dude. It's like really, that's really awful, bad. That's awful, dude. Yeah, it's that like sounds so fucking bad.
Awful, dude.
Yeah.
Liam Neeson, somebody's going to rape your daughter repeatedly with her friend and you have to save her. Nah, what the? Leave that bitch.
That's another movie, though, that set like a trend like that, because then a fuck ton of other movies came out just like it.
It's like, this is catering to a very specific demographic.
Yeah, I mean,
middle-aged fathers.
Yeah, 100%.
Older fathers.
I feel like those movies do incredibly good overseas, dude. Action movies like that?
Yeah, they do.
They do insanely good.
American action movies is definitely a genre.
Yeah.
Have you seen Arcane yet? No, right?
No, you told me to watch the League of Legends thing, right? The
League of Legends show. I watched the first episode. It was really good.
I watched the first episode of What If when Peggy Carter becomes Captain America.
That was okay. It wasn't all that.
Not bad. Didn't make me want to watch the second episode.
Have you seen any others?
No, I watched clips. That's it.
There are some really good ones.
I've been told.
I'd skip most of them, though.
Okay.
If I were you.
Is there anyone you'd recommend if I would just went to go watch one?
100%. The one with Doctor Strange was the best.
Okay, one, I'll look for that one.
Amazing. Doctor Strange is probably my favorite superhero. One of my favorites out of all of them.
Yeah.
And it's basically an alternate timeline where he turns evil. We'll just put it like that.
Fuck yeah. There's and a good comic spin on that.
Powerful. Like,
yeah.
I won't spoil it. I kind of do want to spoil it. I'm going to spoil it a little bit.
I'm going to spoil it a little
bit. There's a scene in that episode where he comes across the Soul Stone and it's nothing to him. Like, for him, he's like, I'm way more powerful than that. Like, it doesn't
even. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, he's like,
I'm beyond this.
He is dimension. Like, he can rule dimensions.
Yeah.
Get to that point.
I mean, it's evil.
It's really fucking good.
It's good they're making him that strong because I feel like when that movie first came out, just Doctor Strange. Like, I was like, damn, that movie was fucking crazy. I can't wait for, like, another one. But you didn't really see him again until...
We're going to see the new one, dude.
Right.
I really want to watch the fucking new one.
Bro, the Spider-Man trailer? Did you see the new one?
So good, dude.
All the Spider-Men are in it. I think Venom's in it. Like, they're all... I know they're not in the Spider-Man in the trailer, but you could see the enemies, like, swinging and shit that's clearly edited out. So
yeah.
Pretty sure all the Spider-Men are in it. It's going to be wild.
Dude. I can't wait to see how Doctor Strange plays. And he's like, dude, what the fuck?
Yeah.
It's like Rick and Morty. I've already said this, but it's like Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
Rick and Morty vibes.
Rick and Morty's phenomenal show.
You beat your meat to anything crazy this week, bro?
Yeah.
Did you really? That was a very quick response. I didn't even have to think about it.
Yeah, no. It was something dark and twisted.
Really, huh?
Yep.
Wow.
I'm going to say it right now. Ready?
Do you have porn saved in your phone? And not like... I don't save the videos, but I save links.
Oh, I've definitely saved a link before, but
you know what I mean?
No, I did that like 10 years ago.
Yeah. I got a link saved.
Yeah.
I got a list of hentais. You want some? Dude, let me send them to you. Yeah. Let me send them to you.
I feel like we've talked about this before.
Yeah. Let's.
He's like, yeah, just come on.
Did it. I actually, look. I sent one to my friend. I sent it to my friend and he's like, oh, that's a really good top tier shit, dude.
Yeah. But does your friend like hentai?
Hente. Oh yeah, he's into it.
Yeah, so
he's like, I've seen them all.
Okay, yeah.
I sent it to you. Let me know what you think.
I was actually.
We'll come back to this next
next week on the
next week. How are those nuts? Tell me.
I wasn't actually gonna say something. I looked up. I was gonna try to say something fucked up, but just bleep it out so it seemed like to the audience that I said something really dark. But okay. I actually couldn't freestyle anything. I was kind of drawing a blank. My mind wasn't.
Okay.
I just went.
Yeah.
You know, middle of that. You sent me an image. I thought someone fucking.
No. I just sent you fucking hentai, bro.
Nice. Thanks, man.
Can you pronounce any? Oh, no. You got your list.
Yeah. Well, we're going to hit some topics.
Hit me with it. What do you got?
Okay. Do you have any thoughts? And I don't think we've had an actual discussion about this on the pod about Leonardo DiCaprio never going above 25-year-old girlfriends.
I mean. He likes what he likes, bro, and he's a great actor. And
so, like, we need to play one of these out because how do you think it happens, right? I have theories.
On
do you
think what he gets the girl?
Well, just give me a sec.
Okay.
The girl is under the impression that he wants a relationship and they all just happen to end is on their 25th birthdays. Or B, he advertises it as such. When you're 25, it's done.
I'm sure it's the first thing that you said where, because I'm sure it's subconscious. Like as they get older in age, Leo's just like, ugh, I'm less and less into you. You know what I mean?
I kind of feel like a part of him is like, yeah, I'm not looking for long-term shit. We're just going to do this for a little bit and then I'm out.
I hope not.
If anyone can do it though, like.
It'd be him.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like there's people of that level that can do that and get away with it. I feel like he might be one of them.
I can see it.
But you think it's.
Either way. Yeah, I think it's the first thing though.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, the longer it goes, he's just like less and less into it and it just falls apart usually. Yeah. That's what I can imagine. Who knows?
He's like 46 or something, right?
He's older than that. He's in his 50s by now, I'm pretty sure.
What? Is he really?
Yeah.
Jesus.
He's old and fat. Not fat, but he's a chunker.
Yeah, he's getting up
Definitely
there.
Not skinnier than me.
That new movie that's coming out on Netflix with him and Jennifer Lawrence looks really fucking good.
Oh, where he's like out of shape in it, right?
Yeah.
Like he looks like kinda, a normal
He's like a little
like
bigger.
He's pudgy.
Yeah. Like, yeah. And he's like a scientist in that. And he's playing like a wimpy weirdo. And he normally doesn't have that role. So you're like, wow, this is going to be different.
Interesting. Yeah.
Jonah Hill was like the president. I was like, this is going to be the weirdest movie. I
love Jonah Hill.
Right?
There's a website, Is Jonah Hill Fat? And it's updated every day.
Wow. I don't think he is.
You want to find out?
Yeah. And here's your weekly update on Is Jonah Hill
is
Fat?
Is Jonah Hill Fat?
Episode 73. I really hope it's just like a yes or no answer. Like,
is it is.
Really?
Yeah. Is Jonah Hill fat? Current status, Johanny Tsunami. I don't know what that means.
I think they're just shitting on Jonah Hill. Johanny Tsunami.
This is Jonah Hill fat right now. So I think he's chubby?
I don't know if I'd call that fat. I guess it looks worse because he's in that suit, I think. I don't think that's doing him favors.
He's just like an older guy now.
Yeah. He's got like a chunky dad bod though. It's not like you wouldn't call it like obese, I guess. Maybe that's how.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe. Who knows?
Do you think in order for this is gonna sound really fucked up. I don't know why my brain went here. Say like a guy has a condition or a girl has a condition where their shit just constantly stinks really, really bad. Like his dick always smells like fish, or her pussy always smells like fish.
Okay.
Or something worse. I don't know, mold or trash.
Sure.
Do you think the only way they can be with someone is if, like, the other person has, like, a really weak sense of smell?
Some people are into smells.
What some people are really into smells. That's just, like, really one that you can't be into, though.
No. People are into everything.
Everything, though. Yeah. So you just got to find someone who's really into.
There are people that are into garbage.
Yeah.
There are people that are into how shit smells.
Well, I know. Yeah. There's a lot
people
of like.
People get their rocks off. 100%.
Yeah.
100%, bro. Doesn't matter what it is, bro.
I don't know. For some reason, I feel like that'd be hard to find. But do you know anyone that's into smells like that? Like, I don't know anyone that's.
I mean, I've talked to people that really don't like any smells. And I've talked to people that, you know, like a stinkier thing. I don't know, not specifically, I guess. But dude, I was gonna say something. Oh no, I got it, dude.
I was gonna say,
did you know
so
that
stupid.
Girls, when girls look at guys, not like universally, but apparently this is a thing, girls look at guys and think to themselves, oh, he's peggable for sure.
Yeah, wow, that's not where I expected that to
dude,
go.
Dude, I saw a post on, I think it was on Reddit, or no, on Instagram, something with like 70,000 likes. And it was like, do girls look at boys and think, oh yeah, that's peggable?
Okay, I saw that on Twitter, so.
Was it on Twitter?
That went around.
That went around,
it might have been on a bunch of shit.
Yeah, yeah, you know? I think that's what it was, and they're like, absolutely.
Yeah, I saw like, a lot of replies too, but actually, Haley said something like that to me recently.
She told you that you were peggable?
No, not. We were talking about
Haley,
it.
Haley, your friend's girlfriend told you were peggable. That's nice.
We were just talking. The subject came up somehow when I was out to eat with her and fucking Jake.
Yeah.
And then she was like, yeah, like a lot of girls like that shit. Like it just came up like that. Like,
that's strange.
And I was like, wow, okay.
You don't get any benefit. Girl, you don't even get enough from that. Maybe it's a power thing? I get it, though.
I don't.
It's a power thing.
I don't get it at
Hitting
all.
Hitting it from behind is a power, bro. It's a power move.
Okay, so the girl wants to be dominant in those situations.
I think so. I think that's what it is. She wants to. I'm pretty sure it's
fuck you in the ass.
Yeah, yeah, literally, bro, literally.
Wow.
And I've been told recently that I have a cute butt. I was told recently by this girl. She's like, "You have a really cute little butt." I was like, "Thanks." And I'm realizing now she just meant that
she wants
would
to fuck
peg.
You.
She would peg me in the ass.
Yeah.
That's so now fucked it's not, up, dude.
Now it's a different type of, because I always say, like, if a girl wants to fuck a guy, like, I just mean, like, them having yeah. sex, but now it actually sounds now like she's going to fuck the guy. The yeah.
That's kind of, I didn't consent to that.
Yeah.
I didn't consent to being pegged.
How long in a relationship until you're open to that type of a conversation?
To pegging?
Yeah.
Like, oh, a couple months.
You're like minutes.
Yeah. I'm not into stuff in my ass. I really don't think I like stuff in my ass.
That's what me and Jake were talking about. That I was like, nah, I'm sorry, but I'm like, not even into a finger. It's just not me. I'm not cool with it for some reason.
Bro, can I admit? I think I've talked to this.
Yeah, we've talked about this a little bit
about my childhood trauma.
Maybe
have we talked? You want to talk about my childhood trauma? I got childhood trauma.
Okay, let's go into it.
Childhood.
Let's take a deep dive.
And it's not what you'd expect. Okay, dude. You ready?
Sure.
I don't think I've ever told you this.
I don't know. Are you ready to say this on the pod?
Yeah, it's not that heavy.
Okay.
I'm making it sound heavy.
Just because exactly the buildup is intense.
Dude. No. Dude, it's not that heavy. It's not that fucking heavy. Peep. Dude, so like as a kid, I had really bad digestive problems.
Okay.
Really bad. Like I would not shit for days and have really bad stomach aches. So regularly as a kid, my mom would just give me enemas, bro. Because I never wanted to give them to myself. So my mom would like put enemas into my ass. That's definitely
traumatizing.
Definitely. And I'm talking 3, 4, 5, 6, maybe up until like 6, 7, 8 years old. Like I was, no, maybe even
damn,
longer,
that's
like
young, though.
9, maybe even like, no, maybe like, I'm going to say 6, 7, 8. Maybe like 8 might be pushing it.
Yeah. Oh, I feel, damn, that's young. God.
So like
I was almost thinking you'd say like you were like 10, 11, 12-ish when this would start. You were young.
I was young, bro. I would get weekly enemas, bro.
And you guys didn't consult the doctor about it?
Yeah. No, absolutely. It was consulted with the doctor.
And they advised?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So enema, you know what an enema is?
I do. Yes, I'm very familiar.
So there are multiple kinds of enemas. Yeah. So there are multiple enemas. So there are enemas that you put in as a pill.
Yeah.
It's like a wax that you put it in, and it just dissolves in your intestines. There's also an enema that goes in. It's a bottle. It looks like a.
I'd say a tube, kind of. I don't know.
Like a tube. It's liquid.
Yeah.
It's a liquid, and it has a nozzle, and it goes in your ass, and it squirt it into your ass.
Yes.
I've had both. Multiple times.
Oh God!
I'm gonna say at Jesus least Christ. 50 times each.
Holy hell!
Yeah, it was really rough.
You sure you want me to keep that in,
bro? Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Right. Literally, I had a medical condition when I was a child.
Yeah, right.
I'm not embarrassed by it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So
Jesus Christ!
But dude, I don't like stuff in my ass.
Well, yeah. So I was gonna say,
so I would almost don't fucking like it.
That didn't really traumatize you too bad then, because the converse effect would have been that you are obsessed with having things in your ass.
I guess, yeah.
That would have been the, you know what I mean?
Because I knew it was necessary. I just never wanted. I was like, Mom, again? And she's like, yep, it's time for your enema.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I had a talk recently. I won't ask my boys, but I have a couple friends I was talking to, and we were talking about pegging. And I was like, would you get pegged? And they were like, yeah. One of them was like, yes, I'm into that.
Just out in the open, like, yeah.
I am into that, yes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, really? And
I don't
like,
know how I'd react I don't know if I'd react if someone said that to me.
You know people that like stuff in their ass.
What if Eric said that to you?
I wouldn't be surprised.
I don't know if I'd have much of a reaction. I probably would shit on him for it a little bit, but I probably
why would
have
you shit on him? But he likes stuff in his ass. Why would you be? That's
not shit that's, on him. I would laugh.
I'd be like, wait, are you serious?
Exactly. I'd be like, I'd be like, all right, and I'd be like, I can't tell if you're kidding now.
And he's like, no, you know I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
So I
wouldn't like bag him for it. I wouldn't roast him for it.
That's fucked up, dude.
It depends on the situation.
Kink shaming right now.
If
dude.
This, if a good joke came up, you know, I would take it. I'd take it and swing.
According to Twitter, you are in the minority. According to Twitter,
come
bro.
On, you wouldn't do that though. I joke on my gay friends.
I definitely joke on my friends, yeah. But actually, no, I actually take that back. No, I wouldn't, because I have a really, really close friend that said that he's into stuff in his ass.
Yeah,
and I did not make one joke Because it's not, it's kink shaming. That's my boy.
Yeah.
If you like stuffing his ass, that's okay.
Like, I don't mean just like berating him for it. I just mean if like.
I never made a joke ever.
If you happen to just be like, I sat on something hard. It'd be like, wouldn't have been the first time. Like if that type of a thing came up.
Yeah, but that's never come up.
Yeah, but
if it did, sure.
You know what I mean? Those scenarios present themselves. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah. If he's like, oh, I just got something in my ass. I'm like, yeah. I bet it wasn't the last thing you've had in your ass in 24 hours.
Yeah.
You know, like maybe, I guess.
You're like, okay, all right.
But
hopefully the room does a little chuckle.
But dude, I have and a couple of my boys, one of my boys is like, I'm into it, and a couple of my other boys are like, I'd be willing to give it a shot.
Yeah.
And I'm like, good for you guys. I don't think I ever want something. I if I'm with a girl, she's like, I really want to peg you. I'm like, I guess
we could try. Like, we can work something out.
We could try it. It has to be really small.
Yeah.
And you have to like be really nice about it.
Right. There has to be countdowns. There has to be gentle, like all that shit.
Yeah, exactly. I have to have a safe word. And I don't know. I don't really.
Have you ever had to have a safe word in sex so far?
Not had to have to, but like.
Well, I guess have you used one? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I use like handcuffs and like ties and shit. And you don't need a safe word.
Oh, I didn't use a safe word in those scenarios.
But yeah, it's nice to have one.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, there was a time when I had a belt and.
Safe word would have helped.
Would have helped. Yeah.
I'm sure it would have. Been there, done that.
That chair was under me too, and I just.
I'm kidding. I have.
Ooh, went dark.
That chair was deep in me too. And bro, actually, it's funny that you mentioned that. I've definitely have used a safe word before. Because I'm into scratching, and there's one time she was scratching me up bad. I'm like, ooh, you need to relax.
Well, I'm pretty good at making it known that like the sex is over, I guess. So I don't really need a safe word. Because that's what the safe word's for. Like, no, stop not. Type of thing.
No, the safe word is for, like, you're hurting me, you're crossing my boundary, and you're making me uncomfortable. It doesn't mean stop
I'll
the
just
sex.
Say that.
It means stop that thing.
I'll probably just say that sentence, though. Instead of the safe word, you know?
I feel... Listen, man. When you're in the heat... Listen, man. When you're in the heat, all right, and you got toys and tools, and people can get hurt, their feelings hurt, physically hurt, just saying, like, pineapple... You know,
it might
like,
make it easier.
It's a shocking thing. It's like, because when you're, dude, I don't know if you've ever had sex where it's like, it's rough and you're talking shit to each other.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, like I've had some really like rough, dirty shit and like her saying stop wouldn't make me stop because that's part of it.
Yeah.
So having a safe word is, like it's like the break.
Well,
like,
I've had that. This is going to sound dark. I don't know if we should stay on this. I've had that sex where stop was could be said two different ways, and I knew which one was which. I'll say that.
I understand.
So I guess that's why
you're trying to keep things playful. That's the whole point of a safe word.
Okay.
It's to not stop the act. You don't want to stop the act.
I feel like I'd use a safe word more with someone I didn't know that well. I guess I would say that. That's where I'd use a safe
word. Sure, been there, done that too. Yeah.
I think most of the situations where one wasn't really needed, I guess. So I was wondering if, I don't know, like you have been like up on like the hanging chains type of thing.
Oh, I'd
like,
be down.
I feel like that type of shit would
I'd be down. I'd be
like,
all right,
safe words are good here. Let's get something going. Yeah. God, we went such a left into sex shit.
Well, dude, girls are into pegging. Yeah. And apparently when girls – dude, girls look at ass. When you're buying a pair of jeans, do you look at your own ass? I look at my ass for sure.
Do you look – no. I have before, but I don't normally.
I definitely. You have to. You have to see how it looks back there because sometimes you get a pair of jeans that just doesn't hug your ass the right way. It looks like a flat board.
Honestly.
Girls are into boys' ass. I don't know why.
Yeah, they are. That's a very popular thing. My exes told me that before. Like, I guess Twitter really blew that type of shit up, but I just thought they were crazy, but no, they like, it was all consistent. They're like, all girls like
boys' ass. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I guess same thing for us. They probably, I don't know if they understand or not, but.
Would you get pegged?
No, definitely not.
Why not?
Nowhere near.
What if you're with a girl? She's like, I really want to do it. Like, she's like, listen, like, you got to be open-minded for me. I really want to do it. Like,
come on. Yeah, no.
Come on, Sean.
There's unfortunately no wiggle room on that one for me. That's where it ends.
Oh, medically?
I guess that too. Yeah, I didn't even think of that. No, I just meant like.
I'm like medically. Could you like not?
Like sexually, that's where I get uncomfortable. That's the line.
Have you tried it?
No. I've had a doctor stick a finger in my ass.
That's different.
I hated it. It was terrifying.
Tonight, go pull up some hentai that I sent you. All right.
And what you want me to sit on my thumb?
You got a pencil?
Oh, that's so much worse.
You got a pencil and some cooking oil or some wrestling? God. You figure it out real quick, bro.
Yeah.
Figure it out real fucking quick,
bro. All right. Well, then that's what I'll recap next week. Right in the intro, we'll just start off with some really heavy shit.
Your anal adventures. All right. Yeah. Let us know.
Fuck, did we curse in the first 10 minutes of this? We definitely did.
We definitely fucking did.
Yeah. One day we'll try that and see.
Look, no one fucking.
They're not going to make a difference, but I guess the recommended videos on the side, that's what that affects in the algorithms. That's what I was seeing. So our video doesn't pop up that much because we fucking curse. So unless they're watching videos where people are vulgar as ours, which isn't a lot of people, you know?
Like, I know.
Your mom's house fans, but NASA and I think Mr. Musk was a part of it.
Mr. Musk.
The
muskiest.
They have a anti... What was it called?
Anti-Bezos?
They have a planetary defense system. They have missiles that they can now launch into space to interrupt asteroids from hitting the planet. Planetary defense system. We are in the future.
To an extent. We're not there yet.
No, we're there.
If there's a big enough asteroid, it'll destroy the Earth and we're fucked.
Well, that's actually what I wanted to bring up. So they have an asteroid that's going to hit Earth next February, or it's projected to hit somewhere near Earth next February.
Yeah, I'd say one of those every year, bro.
And it's apparently not like Earth devastating big, but it's big enough to hit something, you know? So they're shooting a missile at it. And they're going to be like, yeah, this is our test. This is our initial thing to it. So I was like, word, that's kind of cool.
There's supposed to be something like that in like 2018, 2019 in like California. Yeah, they're like, there's going to be an asteroid. If the math is correct, it's going to hit California. Shit never happens. Yeah. Because by the time an asteroid penetrates, by the time an asteroid gets close enough that it's a problem, I mean, we're still a year, two, three, four, five, 6 years out.
Well, science is getting better. Yeah. You know, it's not getting that much better, but they're getting better.
Who knows, man?
They're getting closer.
Who knows?
I just feel like it's cool that NASA officially announced, like, a name something. Like, there's a whole article on their website. It's like the Planetary Defense System. Yeah, I'm like, that sounds badass.
That's pretty cool.
You know?
I could use something like that for my ass. Or you could, rather, so nothing gets close. Like, she tries to come close. Like, she tries to sneak up on you when you're in the shower. Missile. Blows up the dildo.
Blows up the dildo?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that...
So no, it's like something you it's like a belt you wear all the time, and it watches your ass. So you're in the shower, you bend over, pick up the soap. Your girlfriend tries to penetrate you from behind because you know that's what she does, or he. Hi, I don't judge.
Yeah, right.
It'd be easier if it were he.
Yeah,
you know,
that's fucked up.
And the a missile launches and blows up whatever it is. So you don't want it to be a real penis because it'll destroy it.
We'll call it a chastity belt. Because that's literally
a chastity belt
protecting your asshole.
Let's get a chastity belt with a wire, with one wire running down your ass crack, with a wire with a big nail coming out of your asshole. That's
okay, it.
That's the whole belt.
I like that. So what do you have to poop? Do you have to actually take the whole thing off and then?
Well, you gotta probably do it anyways.
Yeah,
you gotta do it anyways.
You should make a poop compartment at that point. You know,
like a poop compartment to hold it.
No,
to hold it.
I meant it, if you.
To hold your poops?
Need to shit, so then you don't have to take it off. You can just open a lever and then shit there.
If you're on a first date with a girl, yep. And you're out.
Okay.
And you have to take a shit. Are you going to hold it in or do it? You're going to take that shit.
Ooh, boy. This is a good question.
I'm taking that shit. I'm telling her too.
Do I really like this girl?
Yes.
Then I'm taking the shit.
And you're going to tell her?
Yeah.
I'll be like, I got to drop this deuce.
I'm like, I'm sorry. This is weird because it's our first date. But
I gotta take a shit.
My stomach is just, it feels really shitty right now, and I need to go to
the
bathroom.
Is that how you do it?
Yeah.
I kind of believe you.
I need to go to the restroom. I'm feeling really upset to my stomach. I shouldn't be long. I'm very sorry. I'll be back. Go in the bathroom, start praying, and then.
Yeah, blow that shit up, dude. I'd be like, listen, I'm really sorry. I gotta take a shit.
Yeah.
I'd say just say that. I gotta take a shit. And
all right.
I'll be back in a couple minutes. And she'd laugh and be like, oh my God, you're so funny. Let me suck your dick.
While you're shitting? Would you get a Blumpkin? We always go into some gross shit.
Gross, dude. Blumpkin is when you get a blowjob when you're taking a shit.
Yep.
And
taking a dump.
I don't know, man. I don't think I'd be into it.
I wouldn't either. I don't know if I could stay hard while pooping.
Oh, you definitely can. You've never been hard while you take a shit?
No. Yeah. You have?
Yeah. Absolutely. Not all the time and not frequently, but I definitely have.
But occasionally?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So how does that happen? What do you like?
Just an erection, the one of many.
So are you jerking off and you have to shit?
No. I'm just It's good. I need to take a shit. Gotta take a shit.
And I'm you happen
fully erect
to have an erection.
And then I finish my shit. I'm still fully erect. I put it away and go back to my business.
So wait, your dick
is just
kind of sitting.
It's just normal. It's just like, oh, I'm erect right now.
Your thing is just a soldier. Ten hut while you're taking a shit.
Ten shit. I'm like, I didn't call you here, soldier. Back to Addie's. Yeah,
because my toilet's fucking small in there. I can barely keep my dick in when it's soft. Taking a shit.
I've never had an erection in your bathroom.
So imagine, I'm guessing you don't stick it in the hole while you're hard because you got to be like leaning
over
pretty decently.
I it depends, man.
Unless you have a big toilet, I guess.
Sometimes you just shove it in there, bro.
Hard? I feel like that's uncomfortable. Wouldn't that?
You dip it in the water. I kind of like the way the water feels in my dick.
The poop water?
Don't you love when your dick touches the edge of the toilet seat?
I don't.
That's the best feeling. Not a fan.
No,
it's the best. It's like cold and slimy. Yo, has that ever
happened to you at a urinal at a public place?
Gross, dude.
Bro, yes. I showered like pretty soon after that. Like I was scared. Like I wanted to put Germex on my dick.
Like you ever put Germex on your dick?
I feel like no. I feel like that would hurt. Either.
That would hurt.
Soap hurts on your penis. So
soap.
Yeah, well,
if you got it in the urethra.
In the urethra,
that ever happened to you?
Yeah.
That sucks.
That sucks.
That hurts.
Bad. Yeah. Also, being hard in the shower, because how else would it get in the urethra?
That's true.
So, you know what I mean?
That's true.
Or unless you're in a bath and you're just, I don't know, that would be a weird. Mm. Yeah. We can get off this.
Sure.
We have a lot of things that we didn't talk about. Do you want to just say like really simple things about them and not get too dark or deep? And
I swear to God, if you start with Kyle Rittenhouse, other than
Astroworld,
what? There's no updates. Who cares?
People died.
Yeah, a lot of people died. Like 9, 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they got trampled to death.
We talked about this.
Not on the pod.
Yeah, we did.
I don't think so.
Like 2 weeks ago. Yeah.
What did we say? I don't think we talked about this.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
I think we talked off mic about this.
Did we?
Yeah. Yeah, what did we say off mic? I don't even remember.
I'm pretty sure we talked about it on the pod. I might be wrong. But yeah, Astroworld was a fucking nightmare, dude. People died. It sucked. I've been to concerts and I've been pushed around before. So
right, yeah.
It's scary.
I've been in mosh pits that got pretty intense.
You have any idea how dumb you reveal yourself? That ain't gonna feel so fine.